Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Sanhedrin, Daf Gimel, Sanhedrin, page 3. Today's Daf Yomi, Rav Acha Barei de Rav Ika teaches us his opinion, which is not a universal opinion, which is that midoraisa, biblically speaking, chan nami kasher. When it comes to a matter of hodos valvos, a monetary matter, judging somebody's loans, and we take them to court, he says, biblically speaking, we only need one judge. However, the rabbis are the ones who said we need three judges under that circumstance. What's the reasoning for Rav Acha Barei de Rav Ika that we only need one judge, biblically speaking? Because it states in the verse in Leviticus 19, verse 15, Bitzedok tishbot amisecha, with righteousness you shall judge your colleague. And what is the word tishbot? But it is in the singular. And so therefore, he says, biblically speaking, all that's required for a matter of dine mamonos, of hodos valvos, is just one judge. So what's the reason why the rabbis instituted that you require to have three judges? He says, mishum yoshvei koronos, because we're concerned about yoshvei koronos. We're concerned about a decree about those who literally sit in the corners. So Rashi says, what is yoshvei koronos? This means that these are merchants who are not familiar with all of the laws of monetary matters, and if we go to them, they're going to mess things up. And so therefore, if we just go to one judge, and that judge is one of these people, is Yoshvei Koronos, he's going to make a big mistake. That's how Rashi interprets it. The Yad Ramah says Yoshvei Koronos are people who are batlanin, that they are just people who don't work all day, and they just hang out, and they're not experts, and they're going to make mistakes here. The Or Sameach says an interesting interpretation. It's people who are yoshvei b'kitzvos ha'olam. They dwell in the corners of the world. And he says that this means that they live far away from the land of Israel, where the people were experts. And so as a consequence, they're not going to know the laws well enough. But whatever it is, that's the reason why there was a decree by the rabbis made, because we're concerned about the yoshvei koronos. So if that's the case, these people who sit in the marketplace all day and they're not able to give a proper ruling, if that's the case, why is it going to benefit it? But if we have three judges, even also if there are three judges, it's going to make a mistake. Altu betlasa milo avi yoshvei koronos. Ask the Gemara, if there are three judges, you don't think we're going to have a concern that some of them will be these people who are yoshvei koronos? So the Gemara says, yeah, that's true. But if you have three, yafshar deleispu chad degamir. At least we can know for certainty that there will be one of them there who is an expert. And so since there will be one of them who's an expert there, the Yadra Ma explains that this expert will teach the other ones. But it's true, say other Rishonim, that Eina Chinami, yes, if there are really no experts there, then the court is not even valid, even if there is three. So comes along the Rishonim and they ask a question. So now we have a problem. We say that the mumcha, the expert, is the one who can be trusted, but the yoshvei koronos, they're ones who cannot be trusted. So let's say you have the case where you have the three judges, and two of them are yoshvei koronos, and one of them is an expert, and the two people who don't know the law rule against the one person who knows the law. So that's going to be a big problem. And furthermore, this is a problem that's pointed out by the Siman. Now the Shun Ma'arivael points out that we know, he writes, Yadua shepiskei abalei batim upiskei alomdim. We know that the ruling of the Balei Batim is the opposite of the way the people who are skilled in the matter. So we're setting it up that there's going to be people who are ruling in opposite ways. There's going to be one who knows the law and understands it, and then people who don't know the law, who are going to outnumber him, are going to rule in the opposite way. And so therefore, we see here an approach. Some have suggested that maybe what you should do is, if the person who's an expert knows that the people who are not experts are going to give a wrong ruling, maybe he shouldn't rule at all. He should say, I don't know. And why would this be a helpful solution? Because the Shulchan Aruch explains that what's the reasoning why we need three judges to all give their opinion? Because if one of the judges explains his reasoning, maybe the other two judges will accept it and change their mind. So if one of the judges, even if you have two judges, then you still need a third judge to say his opinion, because that might
actually be able to change the mind of the other two judges. So let's say under these circumstances, can the person who is a Torah scholar, is an expert in the law, can he say, I see that the judgment is going to rule against me, and it's because these people don't know the law? Can he just say, rather than me ruling one way, I'm going to say, I don't know? And what will happen under that circumstance where he says, I don't know? What's going to happen is that they're going to add more judges. And in this way, he can make sure that the judgment is going to turn out the way he sees it, which is, he thinks, the most accurate way. So is this an acceptable solution? So about this, we see a dispute between the Shvus Yaakov and the Shvus and the Shut Beis Yaakov. The Shvus Beis Yaakov rules that no, the judge cannot do this. He can't say, I don't know, in a case where he really does know, as a procedural trick in order to be able to air more judges. Because he says we have two problems. First of all, we're going to have a problem of laws, that people are going to say, well, obviously the judges don't know, and he's going to make it sound basically saying bad things about the other judges, and that's why we have to add more judges. And the other problem is, he says this is actually a falsehood, because he's saying you don't know when you really do know. So therefore, the Shut Beis Yaakov rules against it. However, the Shvus Yaakov says it is okay. He says, first of all, we know that you're allowed to change Lashanos, you're allowed to change in order for Shalom, for peace, and giving an accurate ruling is also a peace, is also a part of creating peace in the world. And so since we know Mutar Lashanos Pneas Shalom, also giving a din amiti, a true judgment, is also shalom, and so therefore he allows it. He allows a judge to say, I don't know, as a procedural technique in order to add more judges, in order to get a proper ruling in the matter.